We're with the philosopher, and that is George Kontos of the San Francisco Giants. And, boy, the rhythm of the season, of course, the team wins some games now, and we've talked about it all the time. It's a long year. You win some games, everybody feels better.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we put together five in a row here, and you can tell just by walking in the clubhouse how light the mood has been, and everyone's just been nice and loose and having a good time and playing the baseball and having the attitude that we're accustomed to having.
Yeah, and you're playing Giants baseball. You're getting quality starts through Tuesday night. Six quality starts in a row. The whole rotation had a quality start, and then Ty Block had another one on Tuesday night against the Dodgers. So I tell you this, I still think you get six or seven innings out of the starting pitcher and you only ask for eight or nine outs from the bullpen or seven outs from the bullpen, it's a whole different deal than getting 11 outs.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Whenever you switch up guys that often, you know, someone is bound to have an off day. You know, I read an article a few years back where Roy Halladay, when he was kind of at the end of his prime, you know, he did an article in the New York Post or something that says, as a starting pitcher, you can't expect to get yourself a win unless you go seven innings. And he was very detailed in what he was writing. And as I read it, you know, I was like, wow, this guy, you know, if the starters can go that long and you can minimize the amount of guys that you're bringing in the game, you know, I think you definitely have a better chance of winning the ball game. So the starters have been doing a great job. I think I read somewhere that the ERA the last seven, eight, nine starts here at home has been under 1.5 for the starters. So if they can go out there you know, lead us to having a lead in the seventh, eighth inning, you know, I think 95-98% of the time we're going to lock it down for them.
So George Kontos with us, a good philosophy of we talk about baseball, pitching and defense. The defense has been excellent as well. And I'll tell you something, and I love talking ball with you. Turning those double plays up the middle, Crawford Panic, Arroyo when he's in there, I don't care where the feed is, Nunez will throw a balloon over there, and these guys get it and turn the double play. There's something up the middle. I want to tell you, there's something special up the middle.
Absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, you have two Gold Glovers there. I mean, there's not anybody who would argue that Brandon Crawford is not one of the top two shortstops in all of baseball, not just in the National League. You know, I've been saying it. There's that East Coast bias a little bit in spring training, and sometimes you hear the top shortstops and the top plays, and, you know, Brandon Crawford comes to the ballpark every day, and he's ready to play good hard-nosed baseball. He's a good hard-nosed baseball player. He makes the very hard plays look easy, and he makes the easy plays look even easier. So when you have a guy like him behind you who's got great range, who gets rid of the ball quickly, he fields everything, then you got a guy like Joe who is just a very, very solid baseball player. You know, he may not make things look as easy as Brandon Crawford does, but, you know, when the ball's hitting Joe's way, you know that if he has a chance to get to it, he's going to get to it, he's going to make a good play for you. So having those two guys up the middle, as we've seen in the World Series and, you know, countless times from then to now, those guys are going to make some things happen.
Well, they say the double play is the pitcher's best friend. Your best friend could be a pizza, but let me tell you, the pitcher's best friend is a double play. Get you out of a lot of trouble, and you've had a few behind you, and I know when you get them and walk off the mound, you feel pretty good about it. You're going into St. Louis and Chicago, but before we do that, I think you've thrown the ball a lot better. I know you're an intense guy on the mound. You show that emotion on the mound. We've talked about that after the New York series, but to me, it looks like you're throwing the ball better.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, Buster came up to me a couple weeks ago, and you saw something just a tad bit off in my delivery, and we went over it, and I went and watched some video, and, you know, he was actually right. I was opening up a little bit early, showing the ball a little bit earlier to the hitter, and you know, the stuff's been a little bit crisper, but just being able to repeat my delivery the way I normally have in the past just brings that confidence, and you know, for myself, being able to locate, you know, 3-4 pitches to both sides of the plate, which I'm able to do when I'm rolling right, really makes a big deal. You know, so for those lefties, being able to backdoor that slider or back foot that cutter, whatever it may be, you know, I've been feeling a lot better, a lot more confident on the mound, and, you know, but for a couple pitches earlier this season, you know, I've actually felt that I've thrown the ball pretty well. You know, I've done my job with inherited runners on base. I've done my job there, which is awfully important to help pick up your teammates and all that kind of stuff. So every time you can go out there and put up a zero and execute some pitches, you build confidence, and hopefully we can keep it moving.
Yeah, well, you're doing it, and you always have that very important part of coming in with people on base, and that number 70 runs down to the bullpen. I say, all right, there must be some trouble brewing somewhere. Yeah. All right, George is with us, George Kontos. All right, you're going Midwest. You're going back home. You're going back home, of course, to Chicago, but first a stop in St. Louis. I don't know, Giants, St. Louis, Giants, Cubs, these are good games. These are solid baseball teams.
You know, it's two very storied franchises, and we've gone, you know, just in the time that I've been here, in the 6 years, we've had some awful dogfights with the St. Louis Cardinals in 2012 and 2014. So they're a very, very good first-class baseball organization, as are we. And when we go head-to-head, it's not just, I don't want to say it's like us in the Dodger rivalry, but we've seen them in the postseason quite a bit. And we know that whenever we come, when we come into St. Louis or they come in here to face us, it's going to be a dogfight. And it's going to be against a team who doesn't want to lose. And they have the same kind of pride, I feel like, that we do about playing good baseball and getting the job done. So, you know, it's definitely going to be a fun baseball series, and hopefully we can go in there and have some success and keep it moving the way we have here at home and, you know, the last game against the Mets in New York.
Well, you see Yadier Molina, you see Matt Carpenter, you see Wong, Diaz, Grichik. You know, there are people that you see that are solid players. These are guys you're probably going to face.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first comes to mind, I mean, I've watched in 2012 postseason Matt Carpenter take Matt Cain deep in game three, I believe, first game in St. Louis, and that was right there. That was part of the I was like, wow, this team came to play. They have postseason experience. They don't they're clawing and they're fighting the way we do. So it's a lot like playing ourselves, I think, when we go and play the Cardinals. They have a bunch of great ball players. They have a bunch of guys who come to the ballpark every day and they're ready to play baseball, as do we. So that's what I think makes that such a fun series whenever we get to play the Cardinals. They're coming every day to play, and they're going to bring it, and it's always a lot of fun and lots of excitement.
Well, they got starting pitching, they got a bullpen, and they got the players I talked about, and you're in for a game with those guys, and they don't quit. All right, then you go home. You sleep in your own bed?
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm very excited. It's always a lot of fun getting to go home to play the Cubs, but this time it'll be a lot more fun because my home, my condo that I have, will be fully done. All the construction will be done. I'll get to use my master bathroom finally, so it'll be nice to sleep in my own bed and get to take a shower in my own home. But it's always fun. You know, whenever you get to go home, especially here midseason, it's right about the time where you start getting a little bit homesick. So we'll go in there, and, you know, they're always going to be a tough baseball team as well. You know, whatever they're doing at the moment, they might be struggling a little bit, but whenever we roll in there, it seems like they always come ready to play whenever the Giants come into town. So it'll be a fun baseball series.
How many tickets do you have to leave?
I've laid down the law now with my family and friends where I said I'm only leaving tickets for my immediate family. My first couple years I did it, I left 45, 50 tickets a series, and once I saw what that did to the paycheck afterwards, I was like, you know what, you guys are on your own. Go buy some bleacher tickets. I'll supply all the field passes because those are free, but it's pretty good. Everyone understands now at this point where we either meet up for a drink or dinner after one of the games, or everyone gets together at my parents' house if we have a day game and we can swing it. But as far as tickets, everyone knows now to just kind of handle that on their own.
What's your favorite restaurant?
In Chicago?
Yeah.
Oof. My favorite restaurant overall is probably Joe's Stone Crab and Steak. It's a great steakhouse over on Grand and Rush, right across the street from Nordstrom. But pizza, thin crust is Barnaby's in Northbrook, which is in the suburbs. And then deep dish would be Lou Malnati's.
Okay. Boy, you hit that very easily. You don't have to think too far.
No, not at all. Not at all. I got those down pat.
Yeah, very good. Well, Panic is a thin crust guy from New York. You know that.
Absolutely. The last 3 years we've gone, the first day of every series, I would drive up to Barnaby's and I would bring 15 pizzas from Barnaby's Pizza, and I would drive them back down, and all the guys were like, where's this from? And they liked it so much that we would always get it on getaway day too for the plane. So I'm trying to slowly push my Chicago-style pizza on everybody.
Very good. Georgie, nice to have you on as always. And as we go through the season, you know, 120 to go, 110 to go, and the story tells itself when the games are played. The story tells itself, but it's a long one. It's up and down. It's ebbs and flows, and it's fun to go through it with you.
Yeah, thank you. You know, always great to join you. And like you said, yeah, it's a long season, and the more wins we put together in a row, the more everything kind of tells itself and everything gets in line. So we have five in a row now, and hopefully we can get this one against Kershaw today and have just an unbelievable homestand and set us up for a good road trip.
Yeah, you need a frame of reference of a positive feeling. When you start a season, you don't do well. There's nothing positive to think about.
Right.
But all of a sudden, you win five in a row or eight out of ten, whatever, and you say, oh, gee, we can do that.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of how last year went, a little bit in a nutshell, just reversed. You know, we played not at all like we wanted to in the second half of last year. But in the first half, we were awfully good. And in the first few weeks of the season, I think we lost 7-9, and then we turned it around and won 8 or 9 straight. And that kind of was what turned it around and caused us to have the best record in baseball in the first half up until the All-Star break. So I don't really think it's out of reach to do the same thing this year. We're playing a lot better baseball. Everything's starting to click. We're starting to do the small things right that we're accustomed to doing. So I expect us to go out there and continue to win ball games and play the good, solid baseball that we have been playing.
All right. Have a good trip. I'll talk to you when you come back.
Sounds good, Marty.
All right. That's George Contos, our philosopher. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.